You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Kelly Davis experienced sight loss after a stroke and had to leave her job as a marine biologist in Australia and return to the UK. With help from RNIB's employment team, Kelly has been able to rebuild her confidence and has now retrained as a video editor and recently joined RNIB as an audio production assistant. She's here today to talk about life after sight loss and her new role. Hi Kelly, do you mind telling us a bit more about how you lost your sight?
So it's 10 years ago this year, so it's in 2013, and I was finishing a PhD in marine biology. Unfortunately, very suddenly, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was having a stroke. I was in my early 30s, so it was completely out of the blue. And I had damage to the right side of my brain, and it has affected the left side of my vision. So in both eyes, I am missing the majority of the left side of my vision. It's called left-sided hemianopia.
How were you feeling when you realised you had lost a lot of the left side of your vision and that you may have to leave your job and move away?
I was very disoriented, and it took me some time to really understand how to put the world together so that I could experience it as fully as possible. So that was quite a long process. And because my eyesight was acquired through brain injury, there's always the opportunity or the possibility that some of that damage can be repaired. So I did spend a lot of time very much in the hope that I could even recover some eyesight. So there was certainly quite a long period of denial. I didn't understand how it was going to impact my career in the longer term. Obviously, in the shorter term, there was a lot of recovery to go through. And in the end, due to circumstances, I came back and I wasn't sure what support would be available for me here, because, you know, I hadn't been living in the UK for about 8 years at that point. I'd been backward and forward, but with eyesight loss, it was a completely different world.
And when you returned to the UK, what was most important for you to sort of feel supported and try and adjust to life with these big changes?
I, very sadly for me, cannot drive anymore. So coming back to the UK, I'd lived in a city previously. I came back to the UK to where I grew up, and public transport around here isn't great. So that was a really big adjustment for me. And I wanted to find out how I could become more independent, because I was feeling like I was relying on other people. You kind of have to rely on other people's generosity. So that was a huge thing for me. And I didn't know what support would be available. I was put in touch with RNIB a few years after I was back. I sort of muddled through myself for a few years. And then I wanted to go back into employment, but I didn't know what I could do, because obviously I couldn't drive. I couldn't do certain physical things anymore because of some other health issues. And I didn't know what was available to me or who would support me. So I actually found a job myself and had a really bad experience with some people who said that they were disability confident and went through a process of trying to secure reasonable adjustments. They suggested heavily that no amount of reasonable adjustments would make it possible for me to do my job. That was a horrible experience. I was very low on confidence and didn't really know what to do. I think I got a job at that point as a beauty assistant part-time at a store and just thought that that would be it for me, really. And then I was introduced to RNIB and I was referred to the employment services and I was given a fantastic advisor, and she has since, I believe, been promoted, as she deserves, to actually look after other advisors. And they, between them, really helped me to sort of look at what I could do and to throw the net a bit wider and to think, well, what are the possibilities here? And they were just very, very supportive and encouraging. And I got the opportunity to retrain through a friend as a video editor. So I took that opportunity, and I wouldn't have done that if I had not have had the support and encouragement from the RNIB employment team, just in terms of, you know, what I might be capable of. So that was amazing.
And with video editing, was that something after you looked at your skills, you thought, you know what, I've got X, Y and Z?
Absolute and complete accident, to be fair. It was slightly ironic that I ended up going into video editing, being partially sighted as well. I remember thinking that at the time. It was complete accident. As part of my trying to find my place in the world when I returned back to the UK, I was an extra on a movie local to my area. And through that, I met a video editor And he was very generous with his time. He loves teaching people editing. And it turned out he was a master trainer for a famous editing company. He was incredibly generous. I was taught remotely. And so all of the technology that has benefited so many of us and become so much more common since the pandemic was the key, really, to my being able to do that. And I have since been very lucky to make a few music videos, and I've done various other instructional videos and really developed my kind of filmmaking skills as well. And ironically, all of that sort of led me to a point where I thought, you know, I could do this as a career, and I was putting that in place. And then we've had the cost of living crisis. Everything's gone up. And I started looking at my position and realized that I needed to gain employment. And I did not think that I would be able to find anything, even remotely, you know, as aspiring or out there as video editing or anything like that. But once again, I contacted RNIB Employment Services, and I was given a new employment support person. She was fantastic. And she actually found me the audio production assistant position. I wouldn't have applied for the job. I really didn't feel that I would even get a look in. And she encouraged me so much to apply and said, look, you've got nothing to lose. You've got all of these skills. Yes, they might be in different areas, but actually that's a benefit to lots of people. So I applied, I interviewed, and I was delighted and very surprised to be offered the position. And it's fantastic.
What are you enjoying most so far about your new job?
So it's fantastic being in kind of a creative industry, as I'm part of the studios team for RNIB, and it's an incredible set of people. We have studios in London, we have studios in Gateshead, we've got volunteering studios in Cardiff and Glasgow. It's a really exciting network to be involved in. We do great work. We source and produce talking books and newsagents, so magazines and things, into accessible formats for people who are blind and partially sighted. And it really opens up a world. I myself love talking books and have loved all of those services. And they're completely free for people who are blind and partially sighted. So it's the most incredible resource to be a part of. And everyone there has just been fantastic in terms of super supportive and helpful and really helping me find my feet. So I really feel part of a team, which is fantastic.
And going back to yourself 10 years ago, what do you think that Kelly would find most surprising about your life now?
Perhaps that it seems to be going so well, I guess. And there was quite a long time where I didn't feel that I would be able to achieve anything like this. So I would definitely tell her, if I could, just to keep the faith, not to lose hope, because none of us know what's going to happen. But sometimes really great things can happen as well as some really awful things. So it's all about just kind of keeping hopeful and doing whatever you can, really, however little that is, to do the best for yourself.
Well, on that very lovely full circle moment, Kelly Davis, thank you so much for talking to us at RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.